Hello everybody, this is Chit Chat with Scorpio, with your host Scorpio Queen. So I'm back again. This time I'm going to be talking about Eliseo Bishop, aka Nature Boy, who is the leader of Carbon Nation. So if you don't know who he is, you can actually do a whole lot of research on YouTube about Carbon Nation. Eliseo Bishop, aka Nature Boy, has been basically manipulating the females and also the males into joining his cult. He created a cult, and he basically was using whatever knowledge that he had to manipulate people into believing that what he was saying is true. And it goes a lot more deeper into it. Velvet, it was his wife. Then there was Melia. Then there was Zoka. And there were some other females. And then you had Solar. You had, what was his name? Truth. And there were some other men in there as well. And Nature Boy would go on an app called Big O and other apps. Also, I believe Miko and some other apps. And he would literally show himself abusing the females. He would literally show himself slapping the females. He would show himself forcing the females to slap each other. He would also show himself, he showed two females, I believe it was Velvet and Malia. They was on a beach and they were beating each other up. Malia has been taken to the hospital so many times. Zoka and Solar lost the baby and nobody knows where that baby is. Then there was Mama. What was it, Madea? She also died as well. Nobody knows what exactly happened to her. It's just a lot of stuff that has went on. Eliseo Bishop was arrested and charged with, there was three charges against him. One was the R word, rape. The other one was revenge porn. And there was one more, which I can't remember what it was. Now, Eliseo Bishop, he went into court trying to get bond or bail. And the first and second time that he went, his bond was denied. Now, just recently, I believe yesterday or Thursday, he was back into court again. Now, this time, they would not show, because normally, DeKalb County Courthouse, they usually stream their courts on YouTube. But this time, they did not, I guess, I don't know how in the world people found out about it, but somehow they found out. So, Eliseo Bishop went into court, yes, Thursday, and they pleaded for him to get bail, and the judge denied his bail, which I think was a very good idea that the judge did that, because I truly believe if they would have let him out of jail on bond, he would go back to doing the same stuff he was doing before he ended up in jail in the first place. He's got three girls that are literally waiting for him to get out. And, you know, since he's been sitting there, they have been still, you know, you can still tell that they are brainwashed. And they still continue to talk like the way he talked when he was out of jail. Nobody is in that house anymore. Everybody has vacated that house. Everybody's in different locations. Some people have left Carbon Nation for good. Some people have stayed. Solar, I believe, left. And now he's gotten himself into other trouble, which I'm going to actually get into that as well. Yeah, I'm gonna talk about that stuff too, about Solar, because Solar been doing some stuff too, and it seems like he's up to no good based on what I have seen has been going on. So I'm gonna definitely get into that on my next podcast. But I wanted to let everybody know that Eliseo Bishop, aka Nature Boy, his bond has been denied by the judge. So he will be sitting in jail until his court case, until they go to trial, basically. It's also being said that while he's in jail, he actually joined the Muslims. And so apparently it seems like he might be protected by the Muslims in jail. But I think he's going to be in jail probably for the rest of his life, which is good. But I do pray that the other girls like Zoka and Malia and the other one, I do pray to God that at some point they will get some help, get some counseling, and get all of that stuff that they've been brainwashed into believing out of their system, and they go back to being who they really are. Because it's sad to see what they're doing to themselves, because they really don't understand what they're doing, or they don't know what they're doing to themselves. And it's not a good look, and it's just sad. It's just really, really sad. And Velvet, she is the worst right now, even though she says she left, but now she is with Solar. But she is the worst, because when she left Carbonation, she started scamming people on YouTube and scamming people on Instagram. One of the people that she scammed was actually somebody that the guy's brother knew. And she, at the time, she was selling some products, and some of them were baby products, and she was selling some products about to this guy and his wife, and they never got the products at all. She took their money, and they never got the products at all. This is the scam that she's been doing. The other scam she's been doing is that she would go on YouTube and she would talk about how there were rats in her house and how she needs to move. She doesn't want to work. She wants people to just send her money and use that money to pay for whatever it is that she needs. I don't know if she's still doing it now, because I stopped watching her. I never supported that. Never supported her, and it was mind-boggling to see people supporting her even though they were being scammed. But anyway, again, Nature Boy, aka Eliseo Bishop, his bond has been denied. We will be staying tuned and waiting until he goes to trial, and we will be updating on that as well. Thank you for listening, and y'all have a good day. I'm going to also be doing another podcast. This one is going to be about Larry Reed. So y'all stay tuned. And bye for now.